at the end, not really, Tom, no. I felt, you know, that, yeah, I had done 5 years, and, you know, I've been 5 years before that heavily involved. So you can take it, the last 10 years has been, it's been full on. There's no doubt about that there. And I just felt this year was probably going to be, but I was, we gave it everything this year, and ultimately we came up short and disappointed defeat in the Ulster final. But listen, there was a lot of good days. You know, a great group of players, a great management team there. You know, and I want to thank those people, especially also that they, you know, to give it everything. You know, also as I spoke on side in relation to the clubs that were here tonight, I spoke with the county committee in relation to thanking all the clubs for their support through the period, and also, you know, the county, the county officers, the main county officers, who have been great, you know, really supportive of everything that we've done. And we didn't always see eye to eye, myself and the chairman, in relation to, but in terms of where we wanted Donegal to go to, we were always on the one sheet. But now I would like to thank the chairman for his help and support throughout the 4 or 5 years also. But listen, you know, the 5 years of it, I enjoyed a majority of it. I didn't expect to be in the middle of a pandemic at early 2020, and that was difficult, to be quite honest, difficult to manage. And but I felt we came out of it okay. But as I say, after going back to back Ulster titles 2018, 2019, the defeat to Cavan was a huge blow, to be quite honest. We contested 4 out of 5 Ulster finals. I suppose our record in general in Ulster over the 5 years, I think we played 16 matches and we won 13, which is a strong record, especially in the difficult province. But listen, it doesn't hide the fact that we lost those. We had a huge opportunity to be the first team to do the 3 in a row in Ulster from a Donegal perspective, and we didn't do. And as I say, that was a difficult night in the Athletic Grounds. It was kind of, first of all, it was surreal playing an Ulster final in the Athletic Grounds on a cold December evening and no spectators there. And it was just a difficult, you know, and I felt we probably struggled to a degree to really get over that, you know.
Yeah. Nevertheless, you came back last year and obviously lost to Tyrone in the semi-final. They went on and won it all Ireland. You were granted an extra 2 years, so you still had 2 years, one more year of your term to go. What prompted the change of heart? And what changed over the year from this time last year?
Listen, number one, I actually didn't seek the 2 year. I just said we would do another year at that stage. So ultimately, it culminated that, you know, that, yeah, well, you made do the 2 years. So I done 5, and I think that to me, I just felt, you know, to be in this job, you have to be 100% obsessed with what it's 24/7, and, you know, everything else is really put on hold. And you know, I've got to be fair to everyone, and as I said, I've got to be fair to my family, who have been very supportive, and that comes into, you know, because that takes up a huge amount of time. And also, I've got to be fair to my work in Finlay, and, you know, we're back working now in an environment that's full on again, that I need to be, and my work is really it's getting busier. So yeah, I have to take all those things into consideration. And you know, if I didn't think I could give this job 100% focus and attention, then it's elite sport, it's at a high level, and you're not gonna do it.
Yeah, and really it was down to you haven't had the time anymore.
100%, and you know, a great group of players, as I said, great group of lads, that really a lot of huge amount of work was done, not just on the pitch but off the pitch, around everything to do with Donegal. And you know, the culture within that group, it's a really strong and powerful group, and whoever comes in, you know, they'll find a really good group of players to work with a real good attitude. And so listen, I wish them well.
Yeah, you mentioned the disappointment of not being the first manager to lead Donegal to 3 Champions in a row with that defeat to Cavan in 2020. How disappointing was it to lose to Derry in this year's final?
Yeah, listen, people spoke about, you know, and we always knew it was never going to be a high scoring game that was going to have people on the edge of their seats in terms of, but it's just the way, you know, we went to watch Derry against Tyrone and against Monaghan, and they basically blew both teams apart by the way they played in counter attacking football. And we felt the one, we had to match them for a long, long period just to, and if we could get our noses in front, you know, the opportunity was there to kick on to one, and that's probably the biggest disappointment, that we didn't kick on. When we were 2 points ahead, Tom, you know, in that game, I would have, you know, if I was told that prior to the game, I would have taken the hand off you, to be quite honest. We were 2 points going into the last 10 minutes.
Because as we've seen since with Galway, you know, they played a similar game to you in the first half.
Yeah, 100%.
And they kicked on in the second half. So, in other words, you got your tactics right that first day in the first half. The second half, what went wrong?
That's very difficult. As I say, we went 2 up with 10 to go, and, you know, we felt Now at the end was the time to kick on, and we didn't kick on, and that's the biggest disappointment, to be quite honest, that we didn't kick on. And then, you know, in a game there were scores were hard to come by, we coughed up two very cheap scores in the space of a minute, which put it back to all square again. And yeah, we can go back, and you know, it's not going to be a blame game, that's for sure. For me, it's we're all in this together, and as I said, we come into this together, and the way I look at it, we leave it together. And as I said, it's a great group of players with a great attitude, and as I said, I wish them all the best in 2023, and I'll be standing supporting from the sidelines.
If you were to play that Ulster final again, would you do anything different?
Would have kicked on with that 10 minutes to go and got that third point ahead, that fourth point, and finished the game. But listen, that's easy for me to stand here and say, and it was a claustrophobic type of game.
A lot of people were puzzled with the role Michael Murphy had in that game, kind of. He played that around the middle of the field rather than inside.
Listen, I'm not going to go into, you know, I spoke about that after. I'm not going to go into any details about any individuals now at this stage. As I say, the time has come for someone to step in, Tom, and that's up to now, as I say, whoever takes on
that. Was the team disappointed after, obviously, disappointed losing us the final? Was it difficult to lift them for the Armagh game?
Oh, listen, there's no doubt. You can see, I mean, history will tell you that it's very, very difficult after a provincial final defeat. Hugely disappointing, or hugely difficult, to be quite honest, and it wasn't easy, but we felt, you know, as the game was coming closer to Armagh, we felt that, you know, we were getting there, right? But again, ultimately, you know, we probably played 25 minutes of the best football season, and we kicked about 9 scores in that period.
After a
terrible start, but and again we undone all that work. But you know, again, a couple of mistakes that cost us. But listen, as I say, Donegal moves on. As I said, I was really in a real privileged position over the number of years that I was there in charge of that group, and you know, Donegal football has been a huge part of my life over the last 40 years. I think I've been involved directly for about 32 years in that period of time, and between the Donegal GA and my own club, Narossa, it's been a huge part. And you know, I would have found it difficult to know what I would be doing if I wasn't involved. But no, listen, it's there. As I say, I can walk away, and as I said, leave it now to whoever's going to be the next. I would love to see, you know, someone within the county taking that on. That would be my preferred choice if that was possible. But listen, we'll know more now over the next number of weeks or months or whatever.
Looking back, as you said, 30 years, obviously you had a lot of highlights and you had maybe a lot of disappointments as well. But say, looking back over the last 5 in management, what were the highlights?
Oh, listen, you know, in that period, you know, I got working with some really top class players, you know, and they don't come any better in terms of leadership or playing than Michael Murphy. And, you know, the best player ever to wear a Donegal jersey, the most influential leader. Also, our back-to-back Ulster titles in 2018-2019 was massive. And, you know, we remained in Division 1, which also, I said, vitally important for us, from just not just even a player development point of view, but also from a financial point of view, vitally important. But I think it's been, when you look back on the 5 years, there was a lot of positives, but also, naturally enough, there's always disappointments, and you never, as a team manager, you never really get out. I think maybe Jim Gavin got out after 5 in a row, and maybe John Kiley whenever he decides to go from Limerick, but you really never go out on a high, and that's just a part and parcel of management.
And tell me, in terms of what now for Declan Bono?
I'm going to get my, you know, work, plenty of work to be done. I'll probably definitely devote more time to the family now at this stage. As I said, I've been on the road a fair number of years, and I go back in that, and also my clubs, as I said, vitally important. We have a number of developments going on at the minute, and it's important to try and keep that club going, and that's been, you know, that's a priority, you know.
Yeah. Look, Declan, thank you for your cooperation over the last 5 years and all the years of knowing you. And I know you've worked with Highland in the past. You might come back and work with us again in the future. Who knows?
Okay, Tom, thank you. Again, thank you.